This is JIS News. Coming up, maintenance grant to primary schools to be increased. Jamaica to observe Trafficking in Persons Day and young entrepreneurs benefiting from Youth Ministry Workshop. The details after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the Hub Effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What we gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Fight them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the maintenance grant to primary schools will be increased at the start of the new academic year in September. He says the move is in recognition of the need for financial assistance by schools across the island. The minister notes that details of the increase will be communicated to schools in short order. He was delivering the keynote address to hundreds of principals, board chairmen, and other education stakeholders at the opening of the annual back-to-school conference for Regions 3, 4, and 5, held July 23 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. The education minister says while it is reasonable for primary schools to ask parents for a contribution, they are barred from insisting that a school fee be paid to gain entry. The government is moving to equip police stations with high-speed internet as it seeks to deepen penetration of broadband service across the island. The initiative is being undertaken through the Universal Service Fund, USF. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says it's part of wider measures to ensure Jamaicans have access to computer technology and the internet.
For the last couple of years, the government through the Universal Service Fund has built out an island-wide broadband network connected our high schools, post offices, libraries, more recently health centers and hospitals, and now we're going to be doing police stations.
Minister Robinson was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. Jamaica will join 133 countries across the globe in observing World Day Against Trafficking in Persons on Thursday, July 30. Chairperson for the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, Nat Fatip Carol Palmer, says the observance is necessary to raise awareness of the trauma experienced by victims of human trafficking and for the promotion and protection of their rights.
Our intention is largely to provide our society with more information on this crime so we can become fully aware. If every person in the society doesn't know what is human trafficking, we have not succeeded in our efforts.
Ms. Palmer says Sunday, July 26 to Friday, July 31 is also being observed as Trafficking in Persons TIP Week. And the Ministry of Youth and Culture is hosting a Train the Trainer workshop and bankable business plan session at the Council of Voluntary Social Services in Kingston from Monday, July 27 to Friday, July 31. Director of Youth Programs in the Ministry, Takesha Barnes, says the event will focus on the implementation of initiatives using Creativity for Employment and Business Opportunity, CEBO, as a tool for youth engagement and development. CEBO is an engagement tool that trains facilitators in engaging young people, particularly at-risk and unattached youth, in developing entrepreneurial skill sets.
The CARICOM Commission Youth Development Report indicated that currently the region is faced with a high level of unemployment rate. And based on that, a decision was taken to address the issue of unemployment through utilizing CEBO as a skill to share with young people and help them to develop entrepreneurial skill sets and develop their own business plans.
The sessions are in keeping with the ministry's goal to equip more young people with entrepreneurial training to foster their personal growth and development. The workshop is being held in partnership with the youth desk of the CARICOM Secretariat. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.